title berth or state championship tournament berth, it's on the line. We got more after a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Here we go, getting you set for the Class 3A Girls Substate Semifinals here from Royal Valley High School. Hiawatha and Jefferson West here to kick things off. ACCHS and Topeka Hayden in the nightcap. Again, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer, Trenton, Brandon, Leah Page, full crew here. Of course, this one on the Hiawatha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports, as we get set for the starting lineups here in just a moment. As the Redhawks are playing some good basketball, beating Sabetha Tuesday at home in that first round game, 50-17. Jeff West, they beat Royal Valley in their first round matchup, 45-27. Let's get to the starting lineups. Let's start with Jeff West, the 3 seed in the road team, and they're all black uniforms. It'll be Ella Dickey and Hallie Tuck in the backcourt, pair of seniors alongside Kimley Stone, who is a senior as well. Gurley Sanders in the post, and also on the outside, you got Colby Noel, who is a sophomore. So again, for the Tigers, it's Dickey, it's Tuck, it's Stones, it's Noel, and Sanders. For Brady Jasper, 100-plus wins in his 10th year at Hiawatha. Redhawks, again, 9 wins and 12 losses coming in off the win over Sabetha on Tuesday. Aaliyah Contreras, a 5'2 junior at over 6 points per game. Claire Twombly is a 5'9 sophomore. She's averaging over 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. Abby Elfner, 6'1 senior, over 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. Addison Williams and Kenzie Nelson as well, a pair of sophomores. Addison, a 5'6 sophomore. Kenzie is a 5'5 sophomore. Addison averaging over 4 points, 3 rebounds per game, and Kenzie averaging over 7 points and nearly 5 rebounds per game. So again, for the Redhawks and Brady Jasper, Contreras, Twombly, Elfner, Williams, and Nelson. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. The opening tip is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soap, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing. They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Third meeting this season between the Tigers and the Redhawks. This one moves the winner to a sub-state championship game tomorrow night against the winner of ACCHS and Hayden, which will be played in the second of the two games tonight. Again, Brandon, Colin, Trenton, Leah Page, all with you. Thanks for hanging in. We're ready to rock and roll. Our game broadcast brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Well, Trenton, again, I would expect, again, the last time these two teams met, it was a 2-point win for Hiawatha and an opportunity for Jeff West. 0-2 against the Redhawks this year, but they say it's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year, and obviously, the most important game of the three is tonight, and we're underway here from Royal Valley High School. Home white uniforms for the Redhawks, and they have the first possession here going from right to left. Here is Addison Williams curling from the right wing and draws an early foul, and she'll go to the line for two shots. So an aggressive start for the sophomore, Addison Williams, and she'll shoot a pair. And the early foul on Kinley Stone. Of course, the Tigers, under head coach Dan Hypes, he took over right at the end of the holiday break. First for Williams is a little bit short, 67% at the line. That was her 61st free throw attempt of the year. 13 seconds in, no score, trying to break that goose egg, and 0-for-2. A little strong off the heel. So here's first possession offensively for Jefferson West. They go inside to Noel, turns, fires, and another foul. So each team picking up a foul 23 seconds into the game. This will put the sophomore Noel at the line for two. And that's Twombly who picks up the foul for Hiawatha. Noel's first is good, and Jeff West takes the early 1-0 lead. Well, the Redhawks, again, started the year 2-10, but they have won 7 of 9 since then. And a 2-for-2 trip there for Colby Noel, the sophomore. And pressure defense up top by Stones, nearly forcing a Redhawks turnover. Well, the Redhawks get it back, and here's Williams into the front court from right to left. Jeff West going man-to-man. Elfner a touch, works to the top of the key. Contreras, right wing triple. It's strong, and a rebound for Jefferson West and Colby Noel. Here's Tuck down the middle of the floor. Left side pass to Dickey. Right back to Tuck. Zone defense right now for the Redhawks. Redhawks defense been solid this year. They give up under 40 points per game. There's Noel partially blocked on a jumper from the elbow, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Hiawatha. Few Jeff West fans wanted a foul there, but no call. A 2-0 Tigers lead. It's the first minute completes of quarter number one. Tigers are 5-10 in the 15 games under Dan Hypes, and there's a three that rattles halfway down and out for Elfner, and a rebound for Jefferson West. Quick inside pass, Noel in the paint, spinning into the corner. Baseline drive, getting all the way underneath. Reverse layup, no, but a foul. And Stones will go to the line for two, and the foul on Contreras, her first team second.
Well, despite being in that zone a while, they didn't call that a shot. I thought she was going up on a reverse.
That looked to be a shooting foul for sure, wow, but they're not going to call that.
I was going to say that
on the floor, so.
Still gets to the point. Jeff West is still making a point to get inside despite Hiawatha running that zone. They're still trying to get the ball in, but they threw that one away.
Contreras, nice hands there. Comes away with a steal. Still 2-0 Jeff West. 90 seconds in to this ball game, and now Hiawatha throws it away.
Elfner thought Nelson was going to stay in the corner, but she started to cut and almost to the concession stand through the open door.
So both these teams tend to play games in the 40s. That's kind of where a lot of their results come from. Hiawatha has had one of the better defenses in the Big 7 this year, and there's a three-second call. Sanders inside, couldn't get out in time, and a turnover by the Tigers, their second.
And that's partially on Stone's not throwing that pass because she had deep position on Elfner, basically under the basket, but you got to give that ball to her so she can go up, and then obviously she's in the middle of the lane for 3 seconds, so.
Williams had it deflected off her own foot. Good hustle there by Dickey, nearly coming away with a steal, but Williams chasing it back behind midcourt. And gets it back into the front court, driving in, and a double dribble.
A little sloppy.
Both teams. That's okay. Again, sub-state semifinal. Two teams, of course, very familiar with one another, and Hiawatha winning both of the regular season matchups, including the most recent one just a couple of weeks ago. There's a shot that rattles in and out. Sanders, an offensive rebound. She can't get it to go, and then Elfner on the backside. Cleaning up the second chance there for the Redhawks. Still 2-0. Tigers with the lead at 5:40 to go in this first. Here's Contreras left side, works it to the free throw line, left the feet. Elfner right side gets a ball screen. Up top it goes to Nelson. She's had a good sophomore season. She'll drive, and she is rejected out of bounds by Sanders. Sanders didn't even leave the feet and sent it to the mat. It'll stay with the Redhawks. 5:26 left, opening quarter. Still a 2-0. Jeff West lead. Contreras getting it deep into the backcourt. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Contreras driving, just fading away. Throws one up. Nearly got it to go. And a rebound off the miss there by Dickey and the Tigers. Into the corner it goes with Stones. Tigers have played man here early. The Redhawks are in his own defense. So they're looking at Noel and Sanders kind of working around in the post as the other three just play it around the perimeter into the corner. Here's a three that is buried as they get Stones. They move it to her in the corner and an early timeout here for Brady Jasper. So the Tigers have scored the first five at 4:48 to go here in this first quarter. It's a 30. So we'll keep it right here. Again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegirl Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, again, at times it's been sloppy for both sides, but right now the Tigers are the ones that have a little bit of offense going, and the Redhawks just really haven't had much going on that side.
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of Sebastian and Hiawatha on the boys' side last night. You know, early Hiawatha was just on the wrong side of it both times. You know, Sebastian got out to that quick start. I believe Coach Smith called a timeout last night, and they kind of battled back. So let's see if the Lady Redhawks have the same approach here because, you know, it's a little bit of a slow, sloppy start for both teams, but that was a big-time three by Stones in the corner around good ball movement. So see if they try and get Elfner maybe inside with that 6-1 height.
Well, the Redhawks came in with a 9-12 record. They need a win here to secure what would be a fourth straight double-digit win season. And they're going to get a foul. Looked like it was going to be a Redhawks turnover potentially, but they're going to get Noel with the foul. Reaching in, that's the second. So Hiawatha will throw it in, far sideline, not quite to the halfway point of this opening quarter, and the Tigers have a 5-0 lead in this ball game, and now another turnover for Hiawatha. Here's a 3-on-2 break. Here's Stones driving and drawing the foul.
Looks like they got that one on the floor, too. It looks like Stones was trying to go up on that. And
wow. That's got to be one of those last two fouls had to be shooting.
They just refused to let Kinley Stones shoot free throws. He called it on the floor. The other two officials thought she was shooting, too, because they're only talking about a free throw.
It's got to be a shooting foul. Wow.
I don't know if he's.
Wait, hold on. Are they doing it or not?
No.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know if he's.
This is crazy.
I don't know if he's the same official that was on the baseline for that first time Stones tried to reverse, but.
Both of those fouls that we saw. But Stones is going to get a look for three. Why not? Three's better than two, right? And Stones cans another triple, this one from the right corner. And she's like, fine, if you're not going to give me the two free throws, I'll just hit a three. And now it's 8-0. Elfner trying to answer, and she does. Big shot for Hiawatha. And they're finally on the board near the halfway point. By the way, Elfner now three threes away from tying her own school record last year of 52 threes in a season. She can go ham tonight and potentially break her own school record. Three away from tying, four away from setting a new one. 8-3, Jeff West by 5 over the halfway point And Stones is going to try the heat check. 2 for 2. This one's an air ball. And Contreras, the backside rebound. Up the floor quickly. Here's Williams. Lost it. Out of bounds. And back to Jeff West. Another Hiawatha turnover. And we'll get a sub in for the Redhawks. As Jeff West brings it into the front court with Ella Dickey from left to right. Dumps it into the right corner with Stone. They reverse it around the perimeter. Here's Tuck. Here is Stone's right side. Now a three again. Missed by Dickey. Tipped around. It was strong and high off the heel. But a long rebound is chased down by Dickey. And Jeff West gets another crack. Here's Noel. Shot rejected in the paint by Abby Elfner. But another offensive rebound and try. That one is no good. Elfner finally the miss on a third try there. And the Redhawks get it back. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Down 5. Not just a second, but a third opportunity on that possession. Here is Laura Lears, who had just checked in. She fires a three. It's short and is able to get a rebound, and that was Kylie Nelson. Here is Kenzie Nelson trying to turn on the block and missed everything but backboard. And a rebound on the backside for Jefferson West. 8-3 Tigers, 2:35 to go in the first. Looking for Sanders inside, but it's tipped into the hands of Noel, and she is fouled inside. This one should be on the floor.
Yeah, that's a 14 foul on Hiawatha. 2.5 to go, so you got Kylie Nelson for a second, but potential free throws now hitting the bonus for Jeff West.
So Jeff West, after that foul, they got a floater inside, no, but an offensive rebound by Colby Noel, and she will earn a trip to the free throw line. So right now, Jeff West really attacking the offensive glass and getting multiple opportunities. On the last few possessions, now Noel, who's already hit a pair at the line, goes back for attempts 3 and 4 of the night. That one is also good. 9-3, Jeff West. Addison Williams back in for Hiawatha. Noel and Stones have combined for the 9 points for the Tigers. Now 10. Stones with 6. Now Noel with 4. And Jeff West's lead is 10-3 at 2:20 to go in the first quarter. There's a dump down to Kenzie Nelson. Good defense by Tuck. They kick it into the corner. Contreras, a tough drive, and just throws up a wild shot that is no good. And a rebound for Jefferson West and Kinley Stone. So the Redhawks are really just forcing it on the offensive end and just not getting clean looks. And Jeff West, a little more crisp with the movement. Kick it back up top here to Tuck. Nice ball fake into the paint. Pulls up from 10. Tried to bank it in. No, but another rebound. And free throws coming up here for Jefferson West. And Lears picks up the foul. That is her first. First free throw was no good. Still a 10-3 Jefferson West advantage. We got an 0-for-2 trip now for Jefferson West. So Hiawatha fortunate there as they try to push it into the front court. Kenzie Nelson and a blocking foul. Jeff West and Kinley Stones tried to take the charge. They say it's a block. Kenzie Nelson a hard take. She'll shoot two. Kenzie Nelson, 52.5% at the line this year, and she is off on the first. Redhawks now 0-for-3 at the line. 1:38 to go. It's a 10-3 lead for Jeff West. And the second, no good. And a rebound off the miss by Colby Noel. Still 10-3. Redhawks just cannot find any buckets. And another foul against Hiawatha. And they get Kenzie Nelson with her first, so that means more free throws. This time, it's Allie Tuck. The seventh and eighth free throw attempts of the quarter for Jeff West. They are now 4-for-7 at the line.
They made their first four, all by Noel, but Moser just missed a pair, and now Tuck got one of two.
So Tuck is in the book. Her first tally, 11-3. The Jeff West lead is 8 at 1:20 to go in this first period. ACCHS and Hayden in the nightcap. Two winners facing off tomorrow night in the sub-state title. Elfner a deep three. Not this time. She's got the lone points and an offensive rebound here. Good hustle by Kenzie Nelson to keep it alive. Minute to go in the quarter. 11-3 is the score. Jeff West in front. Williams on the right wing. Now Kenzie Nelson at the point. Left side it goes to the sophomore and Laura Lears. Now Williams again at 45 seconds, resetting the tempo. Nelson looking for Elfner inside. Not there. Here's a three on the way from Twombly. It is good. Buried from straight away. Another big shot. This time for Twombly. That's her seventh triple made this year, and it's 11-6 at 30 seconds to go in the frame. They're looking for Sanders inside, and Lears picked it off, and now a foul against Jeff West. I think they get Moser with this one. And Moser picked up the foul. That's their first, team fourth. So Hiawatha can play for the final shot here with 21 seconds to go. And just hit a three, can inch a little bit closer here, and there's going to be a foul on the screen attempt. It's going to be against Jeff West.
I think Dickey trying to get through.
Trying to fight through a screen with Ella Dickey and have a little bit of a push, and that's going to put, I believe, Laura Lears at the line.
Yeah.
To shoot two here with about 14 seconds left in the frame. And the first one is up, and the first one is good for Lears. She's been good at the line. That's going to make her now 6-8 at the line this season. Averaging less than 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. We're seeing some key minutes here early on in the sub-state semifinal. Second is good. Just like that, it's a 3-point game, 11-8 with 10 seconds to go. Jeff West can get the final shot here. Here's Harriet Dean, a freshman who's into the game. They get it right side. Mosier, a three from the corner, hits the side of the backboard, gets her own rebound, throws up a wild one there on a second chance, and can't get that one to fall. So kind of expected this game to be competitive. Certainly is through the first 8 minutes. It's Jeff West, 11, and Hiawatha, 8. Second quarter coming up next here on KNCA.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Lady Redhawks and Tigers in the sub-state semifinal here at Royal Valley. 11-8, Jeff West by 3 as we start the second quarter. Redhawks scoring the last 5 of the frame. The claw back to within a triple, and now we start quarter number 2. Jeff West with the opening possession, and Hiawatha staying in that zone defense. Here's Tuck with it. Left side it goes to Dean inside. Noel kicks it back out. Here's a three by Tuck. It's short. Grazed the front rim. And right place, right time for Kenzie Nelson on that rebound. Launching a pass into the front court. Lears jumping to save it in the corner and gets it back to Williams up top. Kenzie Nelson, they set it up. Here's Twombly. at the point, guarded by Sanders. Now Williams gets to the elbow and shoots a J. It missed everything. And a rebound for Jefferson West, as they will now slightly push the tempo. Here's Dean looking inside. Back to Dickey. Now Tuck. Tuck works it deep on the left wing. Hounded there by Kenzie Nelson. Gets it back to the senior Ella Dickey. Here is Noel on the elbow. Turns and fires. Nearly got one to go through traffic. And it's off the heel strong. Another rebound for Kenzie Nelson. Minute plus into the second still. 11-8. No points here so far in the early minute plus of the quarter. Here's Elfner, right side now. It goes to Lears. Lears up top. Twombly, who hit a three in the first quarter, works it to the elbow, kicks it right. Lears again. Waist-high dribbles, bumps at the top of the key, hands it off to Kenzie Nelson. Euros into the paint, throws it up. No, but a foul. And Kenzie Nelson will go back to the line. They get Sanders with her first and the first foul on either side in the second. And the first free throw is good. Got the high touch over the front rim. First point for Kenzie Nelson. This will be her 84th free throw attempt of the year. And this one spins out. So she goes one for two. It is 11-9, the Jeff West lead down to two. Redhawks have scored the last 6 points going back to the end of the first. Here's Dean in the corner. Closed out quickly by Twombly. Good close there. Now I get it to Noel. Good kick. This is a three from the left wing. It's halfway down and out. The freshman, Dean, pulls it away from the sophomore Lears, and she puts it in. Second chance opportunities have been huge in this game so far for Jefferson West, in the lead at 4, 13-9. Here's Elfner on the block, turning, doubled. Sanders knocked it away, but right into the hands of Addison Williams. Here's Kenzie Nelson. Oh, yeah, shuffled the feet. Thought about the three and just hesitated too much. And a turnover by Hiawatha. Subs in for Jeff West as Stones checks back in. And also Addison Schwinn, a sophomore, is into the game as well. 5:40 to go in the half. 13-9, Jeff West by four. Into the corner with Schwinn, who just checked in, looking for Noel. Her pass was high, saved underneath, but into the hands of Addison Williams and the Redhawks. Here's Lears on the left wing. Up top to Elfner, closed out by Noel. Now Williams, not much of the screen there by Elfner, looking for in the post. But Noel doing a good job in there. Now they try to go back to it, tipped out of bounds.
Yeah, and Jeff West has moved from that zone and gone to man-to-man the last three or four possessions, kind of halted Hiawatha as they're starting to figure out that zone a little bit.
Well, I like that Elfner's trying to at least get some post touches, but Noel's been doing a pretty good job of hanging down there in front and in the right spot. Kenzie Nelson, she'll fire a three, nearly banked it in, tipped around, and Jeff West has it. And then there's a trip and a foul. It's going to be against Laura Lears. Inadvertent on the trip, but just wrong place, wrong time. And now here comes Kylie Nelson back into the game. So offensive rebounds favoring Jeff West here in the first half. They've had multiple possessions with essentially multiple possessions on some seconds and even third chances. Tigers looking to extend on their four-point lead, not quite halfway into this second. Winner moves on to the sub-state championship tomorrow night. Here's a short three missed by Dickey and another near offensive rebound, but it was tipped around a little bit. And this time, Hiawatha comes away with it with Williams. Here's Lears trying to dart a pass inside, deflected out of bounds by Schwinn. And the Redhawks will throw it in underneath at 4:28 to go in the half. So Elfner to throw it in, left side of her own backboard, dumps it into Williams in the corner, going right back inside, and Noel reaching over the top of Elfner as they tried to find her on the block. And Noel picks up her second foul.
Just unnecessary there. You're in good position.
And had her pushed away a little bit from the block. It wasn't a great spot, but again, they are trying to find Elfner inside. Now they set a screen for it. They get it out in the corner. Noel reaching again, but no call this time. Elfner drives, throws up a floater. It's an air ball and a rebound for Schwinn on the backside. Jeff West 13, Hiawatha 9, low scoring at 4:10 to go in the half. Here is Dickey, shaded right side on the wing. Schwinn now in the corner, back to Dickey. Here's Tuck. They get Noel in the paint, turns, faces, fires, shot blocked. Another offensive rebound, second chance, no. Third chance here, and Noel gets another opportunity, and then fouls on the floor. Excited to see the rebound numbers at halftime. Seems like there's a lot of offensive rebounds stacking up for Jeff West. And that foul on a Twombly, her second.
They got 9 offensive rebounds.
That's a good chunk there for sure. 9 offensive rebounds so far. So they throw it in underneath. And to the right side, Stones in the corner. Back up top, it's Tuck. Into the corner, Schwinn. Noel at the free throw line, turning, facing, one dribble, left side kick. Dickey a 3, got it, nothing but net. Maybe the best offensive possession overall in movement there by the Tigers. And now trying to answer is Kylie Nelson. She throws up an air ball, and it's going to go out of bounds and right back to Jeff West. So the lead at 7, it's 16-9, and a full timeout's going to be called by Red Hawks head coach Brady Jasper. So we'll step aside as well. Jeff West 16 and Hiawatha 9. 3:25 left in the half. We're back after this.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good crowd and a packed crew here for the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, Brandon Trenton, Colin in studio. We got Leah and Paige here for the Hiawatha Channel. As the Redhawks trailing Jefferson West 16-9. Nice little burst here by the Tigers, forcing Brady Jasper to call his second timeout of the half. A 5-0 run here by Jeff West after Hiawatha got it to within 3. Both these teams have certainly had their struggles on offense here in the first half. It has been low scoring, but right now the Tigers have certainly had a little bit more consistency in that department. Now out of the timeout, Red Hawks show a little bit of pressure in the full court, but then they back off. As Dickey with the basketball, who just hit that 3 prior to the timeout, gets it into the corner, and Elfner with the block shot, but Dickey with the rebound. Another offensive rebound, double digit in that category already. Here's Tuck, curling around the arc, stops on the wing, dumps it inside to Stone, has it knocked away. But a timeout before head coach Dan Hypes is going to call a quick 30, so we will keep it right here. Again, our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Again, Jeff West 16 and Hiawatha 9. Exactly 3 minutes to go in this first half. An 11-8 score at the end of one. Jeff West led it by 3, but the Redhawks have scored just 1 point here in the second quarter. They're only down 7. Jeff West, again, not doing a whole lot more offensively. But you mentioned earlier, it's kind of what we saw with the Red Hawk boys last night. Just a lot of turnovers, really forcing the issue, not getting great looks, putting up contested shots. Kind of a similar feel here for the girls' game tonight. And we saw the Hiawatha boys hang around for the most part in the second half, but ultimately, Sabetha was able to grind out that win by 7. So a long way to go in this one. Tigers out of the timeout. Here's Tuck. Now here's a drive by Dickey. Gets all the way to the rack and draws a foul. So they do a little weave action around the perimeter. And they get Dickey diving in with a head of steam. And she goes right at the defender and draws the foul.
It's going to be a third on Twombly.
So, yeah, 3 on Twombly now. And that'll be team foul number 3. Dickey, 3 points in the half, and now 4. First free throw attempts for her in the ball game. 17-9. Tied for the largest lead of the game so far at 8. And now a new large lead at 9 as Dickey goes 2-for-2. And the Jeff West lead 18-9. 5 points now for Dickey. Here's Williams into the front court. Right side to Contreras. On the wing, up top it goes. This is Nelson. This is Kylie Nelson. She'll drive from the left wing, throws it up. Shot good. And the foul. She got it and one. Swoops around the defender and gets the contact and the bucket to count. And that's a big bucket there for Kylie Nelson to kind of slow down that Jeff West run. And she cap off the three. She does. So 3 points for Kylie Nelson makes it 18-12 at 2:32 to go in the half. Sanders checking back in for Jeff West, and now again Hiawatha showing some pressure here in the full court defensively. Stones bringing it up the floor, far sideline from left to right for Jeff West. Redhawks showing the pressure, and they back off immediately. They go man-to-man. Here's Stones spinning on Nelson. And a foul is called.
It's going to be the third on Kylie Nelson. Hiawatha has two players with three fouls.
So Nelson has three. Twombly has three. And that'll bring back Laura Lears at 2:20 to go. And Jeff West leading by six. They set it up beautifully for Stones on the backside block, and she lays it in. Nobody there. And Stones now 8 points to lead all scorers, and it's 20-12. Big 2 minutes here for the Redhawks. Close the half. Here's Williams at the elbow. Now Elfner left side, somewhat contested on a three, short, tipped around, battling for it, saved by Stones, but right to Hiawatha. And somehow Hiawatha able to keep it alive. Elfner again is going to fire and hit again. She was going to shoot that no matter what, and she knocked it down on the second attempt. And Elfner now two threes, gets it to within five at 20-15. And now Jeff West trying to answer, and they do with Ella Dickey. That is a three, and it's back to eight at 23-15.
Yeah, somebody got a little pissed off on Morton there who fell down. But the officials let him play, so big time answer.
So an 8-point lead at 120 to go. The two teams exchanging threes on the last possession. Here is Danny Morton, right side, Addison Williams, dumps it inside. Now Kenzie back to Addison again. She'll fire, short on a three. Sanders the rebound, cleans it away for Jefferson West, and then she throws it away. Just an unforced turnover there for Jeff West. And Harriet Dean's going to check back in for Sanders, who just threw that one away. So now the Redhawks have a minute to go and trailing by eight. Here's Morton, far sideline to throw it in. Gets it off to Williams, in between the rings out high. Left side, Elfner. Closed out quickly. Now Kinsey Nelson back to Williams. Quick pass left side it goes. They go inside to Nelson again. She's quickly triple-teamed. Now they set up Lears for three, a little bit strong. And Noel high for the rebound, pulls it down for Jeff West. She'll bring it into the front court with 40 seconds to go in the half. Jeff West trying to add to the lead. A drive and a layup is good. Ella Dickey starting to take over. She's got 10, and that's the lead for Jeff West with 30 seconds to go in the half. It's 25-15.
A huge second quarter for Dickey has really ballooned this lead.
Big possession here. 20 seconds left, and there's a foul. That's going to be Noel.
The third. That's twice. You've just been unnecessary shoving and reaching around Elfner from behind. Just unnecessary.
Just the fourth foul, so Noel has to come out. And Sanders is right back in. Redhawks can play for the final shot of the half. They're down by 10 at 25-15. 20.3 seconds remain. Morton's going to throw it in. Gets it off to Williams. Top of the key. Angles her, dribbles right side. Now Kinsey Nelson on the block. Splits two defenders, and off the window it's good. First field goal for Kenzie Nelson, 8-point game, 8 seconds to go, 25-17. Here's Dickey, who's had the hot hand. She'll back down Morton, throws it up with some contact, no good. Grabs her own miss, it's on the floor, and that'll take us to halftime. A little scurry there to finish things off, but the Tigers head into the break with an 8-point lead against Hiawatha in the sub-state semifinal. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. It's Jefferson West 25 and Hiawatha 17 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jefferson West girls leading Hiawatha 25-17 at the break. Halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. When you move on, loser season is done. Sub-state semifinals here from Royal Valley. Of course, last night, you missed it. We had the boys semifinals. Sabetha and Topeka Hayden picking up wins. Those two will meet at 5 o'clock tomorrow in one of the two sub-state championship games. Well, we're trying to figure out the other two that are going to be competing tomorrow night in the girls championship game. And right now, Jeff West, both teams at times have looked a little sloppy, but certainly more consistent. Ella Dickey took over for a few minutes stretch in that second, but right now the Tigers, with 10 points for Dickey and 8 for Stones, they're kind of the difference right now, and Jeff West leading by 8.
Yeah, Stones hit those threes early, but then Dickey hit a pair in the second quarter. She, like I said, took over down the stretch there. After a big-time three by Elfner, she came right down the floor and hit one on a pull-up on her own, and, you know, both teams have missed a considerable amount of free throws, so, you know, a lot of opportunities left on the board, and there's been some unforced errors turning the ball over each team as well.
Stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, for the Tigers, 10 points, as we mentioned, for Ella Dickey to lead the way, and then 8 from Kinley Stones. They also got 4 from Kobe Noel and 2 from Harriet Dean, also 1 point from Hallie Tuck. Redhawks got 6 and a couple of threes in the first half for Abby Elfner, and then they got 3 points apiece from Claire Twombly, Kinsey Nelson, and Kylie Nelson, and then they got 2 points from Laura Lears as well. Redhawks 4 of 9 at the free throw line. Tigers hit 7 of 10 at the line. But again, we talked about the rebound numbers. Jefferson West out rebounding Hiawatha 24-12 in the first half. Tigers also had 11 offensive rebounds. 25-17 is the score. More halftime after this here on KNZA.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Once again, halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Brandon Trenton, Leah Page. We got Colin in studio, of course, first game. And the girls class 3A sub-state at Royal Valley. Again, Jeff West leading Hiawatha 25-17. Real quick, our second game, one of the best teams in 3A. Number two, we're going to see the Hayden Wildcats, and just a fantastic year for them. They finished second in the Centennial League. They are used to seeing very good competition, 5A, 6A schools. ACCHS, of course, had a big win against Perry in their first-round opener. Under head coach Andrew Eckert, of course, they got some size to kind of match what Hayden's going to be bringing. But, you know, we talked about it. Perry going in last night for the boys against the Wildcats. Same here tonight for the ACCHS girls. They're going to have to put together a quality outcome if they want to hang in there and play with one of the best teams in the state with number two Hayden.
Yeah, it's going to be a very uphill battle for ACCHS, but, you know, Suit them up, see what happens kind of thing. You know, you never know what could happen. They got two really talented players in a junior, McKenzie Bowler, who averages about 20 points per game, and then Madison Martin, who feels like he's almost probably averaging a triple-double with the numbers that she can put up, blocks, points, and rebounds. So it's going to be a good one for sure. And, you know, Perry played pretty close with Hayden for 2.5 quarters. You know, maybe Effingham, ACCHS can put it together themselves.
Got to put four quarters together when you're playing some of the best in the state, and the ACCHS girls will be taking on number two in the state in the nightcap in the Hayden Wildcats. Well, we still got a second half to come here. Jefferson West leading Hiawatha 25-17, a final 90-second timeout, and the second half is coming your way next.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha going to have to put a little rally together, trailing Jefferson West 25-17 as we get set to start the second half here at Royal Valley. Hayden and ACCHS in the nightcap, two winners in a sub-state championship game tomorrow evening. Of course, we'll have the championship Saturday doubleheader for you tomorrow evening from Royal Valley. Here we go. Hiawatha down 25-17. Make it 25-20. They set up Contreras, and she instantly hits the three to start things off. Her first points tonight, and it's a 25-20 Jeff West lead.
I was going to say, get a score, and then you get a stop, and you're feeling pretty good if you're the Redhawks.
They got the score. Can they get the stop here? Defense a little ramped up. You can tell they get it to Sanders at the elbow. Up top, back to Dickey. Now tuck a three. Short. Hits the rim twice. Falls off. Same team battling for it. And now a whistle and a foul.
I think they got it on Jeff West by the reaction on the court. And that's going to be four on Noel.
Wow. So Noel, who has good, hard early minutes, has got four fouls. And she's going to have to come out of the game, as they're going to have to bring on Addison Schwinn. So probably won't see Noel till the fourth quarter, as we are now just 40 seconds into the second half, and she's got to take a seat with four fouls. Into the corner, Lears, an open look, and she got a three. Well, just like that, back-to-back possessions and back-to-back triples for the Redhawks, and just like that, they've scored the first six of the half, and they're down by just two.
Shot falling, it makes it a lot easier.
You can tell the defense a little more ramped up. Another shot inside, partially blocked, and battling for the rebound is Williams. Should be a jump ball. It is.
We'll stay here with that.
And Jeff West will have the possession arrow. Threes by Contreras and Lears in the first two possessions for Hiawatha. Trimmed an 8-point deficit down to just two.
Got to get a bucket here. Oh, she just fell down in the corner. Stones did. She's open.
They get it to... Nice little inbounds play. Dickey had a good look from the short corner, but chasing it down is tough for an offensive rebound. That's been the killer for Hiawatha, is allowing a lot of offensive rebounds, as Jeff West had 11 of them in the first half. They got another one there. Here is Schwinn in the corner left. Skips a pass. Now Dickey from Tuckett went to Dickey. They went back and forth, and Adela Dickey, who hits another three. She's got 13 and a monster shot. As Hiawatha gets another look from the corner, they leave Lears again. It's a barrage of threes, and it's 28-26. That's just bad defense getting back there for Jeff West, leaving Lears just wide open in the corner where she had just hit one previously. Now there's a steal by Hiawatha. Williams gets a hand in there and takes it away.
They got to get out on
it. Gets it inside to Nelson, spinning.
They're going to get caught. Body earner up. They're going to call a block. Much to the grin of the Jeff West faithful in front of us.
That's a foul on Tucker first. Hiawatha has already hit three threes here in the first two-plus minutes of the quarter, and they're down just two at 28-26. A three would give them the lead. Contreras, top of the key. Now Elfner. Back to Contreras. Man-to-man defense by the Tigers. Contreras drives, kicks, ball fake. Elfner to the free throw line. Now Kinsey Nelson in the paint. Spins, throws it up, no good. And a rebound there for Ella Dickey. Dickey lobs it. Stones driving in baseline left, kicks it back out. And now it's Tuck. Knocked away and another steal. Another turnover by Jeff West. 28-26. Redhawks have all the momentum here. Now Elfner's open inside. Puts it up, but she left one short. And a rebound cleared away by Schwinn. Elfner probably wants to have that one back. She was wide open on the block and just short-armed her shot.
I think that's one of those scenarios where she didn't realize until she turned around and it was kind of too late. She got to force that shot a little quicker than she probably needed to.
3 minutes in, five to go in this third quarter. A good one now brewing at 28-26. Jeff West still hanging on to the lead, trying to add to it, but it's an air ball three And a backside rebound for Contreras at Hiawatha. Another opportunity to tie or take the lead. They go inside. Kenzie Nelson on the block. Throws it up. Good defense. Might have been partially blocked by Tuck. And now Nelson finds the floor. Somehow gets it back to Contreras. Thought about a three and said skips it and too much. And it goes out of bounds. Looking for Lears on the left wing. And a turnover by the Redhawks.
Good job by Nelson getting back in there. Get on the floor and then just unfortunate on that cross-court pass that a little too high.
4:25 clock moving third quarter. 28-26 Jefferson West by two. Another chance here to try to stop this run that the Redhawks are pouring on right now. Here's Tuck, left side it goes. Now inside to Schwinn. She'll turn, had it knocked away, and another steal.
That was a good job.
And then they give it right back.
I was just about to comment, give some compliment, but like they're crashing inside, doing a better job, and then right on cue, they let Stones go right around everyone. So
Elfner contested, but Stones with a much-needed bucket. She's into double figures with 10, and it's a four-point game at 30-26 at 3:45 to go in the quarter. These two teams played a two-point game back on the 13th. It was at Jeff West. Hiawatha winning that one 43-41. Redhawks won the first matchup as well back in January by 18. Nelson drives, kicks it right. Contreras a three. This one spins in there. Two threes down for Contreras. Four in the half already from downtown, and it's a one-point game at 30-29. Now the Redhawks are catching fire. As Trenton mentioned, it's a lot easier when the shots are falling. There's Elster with a blocked shot, but a foul.
I think he had pretty much had a hand on the hip.
First on Elster. Free throws coming up here for Jeff West. It's
a big foul call right there.
It's going to be Addison Schwinn to shoot him. Looking for her first points tonight. This one short. High arc, but just grazed the front rim. 3:05 to go in the third. Jeff West leading 30-29. They led by three at the end of one. They led by eight at halftime. Now, after a 1-for-2 trip there for Schwinn, they lead it by just two at 31-29. Redhawks have caught fire here with four threes in the quarter. Here's Contreras driving in from the wing. They get it back left side. Lears has hit a couple, not this time, high off the heel. Schwinn chasing it down. Now a couple white jerseys mixed in. It's a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to keep it here. Lears has hit two in the quarter. So has Contreras. Lears also had the game-winning steal and layup in that last matchup against the Tigers, and causing some fits here for Jeff West with a couple of threes in the quarter. 2:40 left. Third period of play. 31-29. Jeff West by a deuce. A three would give Hiawatha the lead. Here's Elfner at the point. Facing the rack. Left side to Contreras with a ball screen. They defend it well. Now Kenzie Nelson at the top of the key. Addison Williams gets a high ball screen to the elbow. Now the roll. Tipped in the air. Looking for the pick and roll, and Tuck comes away with a steal.
Good work there.
Active hands there by the senior Hallie Tuck. Let's get pass into the corner with Stone. Tipped in the air. Another steal for Hiawatha. And another turnover for the Tigers. Contreras wants to push. Skips a pass to Lears. Right wing triple. Not this time. And Sanders able to clear the rebound with some strength around Kenzie Nelson. That was a really good look for Lears. Just could not connect. Down to 1:45 left in the quarter. 31-29, Jeff West with the ball. Here is Mosher, who's back into the game inside the Stones. Had it knocked away, forcing one and drawing the foul. She'll shoot a pair. Stops the clock at 1:36. The foul on Contreras, her second. Or correction, that is her third foul. And Stones at the line, and she buries the first.
And a couple times looked like she got robbed of shooting free throws in that
right.
First half.
I have four passes through some marks here.
Now she finally got the benefit of getting one.
Now she gets it to go, 32-29. Still one more to go. It's on the way. This one good as well. 12 points for the senior, Kinley Stones, and it's 33-29, Hiawatha trailing by four with the ball. 90 seconds to go in this third. Nobody stops Lear. She dribbles all the way straight down into the paint and kicks it back out to Kylie Nelson. Now Williams on the wing, working back to the point. Man-to-man here, good defense by Ella Dickey on Williams. Here's Lear's top of the key, left side Contreras. She'll drive baseline, gets underneath the rack, kicks it back to Williams. Right wing three on the way, front rim no. And a rebound for Jeff West and Kinley Stone. Final minute to go in the third. Stone's driving, kicks it. This is a three by Tuck. She is strong, but chasing it down into the corner. Now it's out of bounds. And last touch by Contreras. Good job there by Dickey to save that possession for Jeff West.
Now they're both going out of bounds, and she just kind of threw it off Contreras.
So Stones will throw it in. 55 seconds left in the quarter. The lead for Jeff West is 33-29. Hiawatha with four threes in the quarter, helping them get right back into this game. Near steal by Lears. Zone defense for the Redhawks. 42 seconds to go. Here's Dickey to Tuck, and head coach for the Tigers, Dan Heitz, has seen enough. He'll call a timeout here with 39 seconds left in this quarter.
That's at the quick 30, though, so.
Wants to draw up a play, potentially. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Ken Lee and Paige here with the Hiawatha Channel. Colin in studio, Brandon and Trenton on the call with you. Right now, Jeff West trying to dial up a play here to end the third quarter, trying to extend on this lead.
The big time possession here for each team, you know. The Hiawatha about cut the lead in half through this quarter. But if you're Jeff West, you can push that lead right back out about seven or so with a bucket.
33-29. The Redhawks have hit seven threes. They are living and dying by the three. 21 of their 29 points are thanks to the three ball.
And they got four in this period, so.
And they have only made just a couple of two-point field goals. Threes and free throws have been the key. All right, so out of the timeout, let's see what Coach Heitz dials up for his team in the final 30 seconds of the third. Here's Stones, a little pull-up J, front rim, it's off, no.
Yeah, it should be off Tuck, yeah.
And it's tipped out of bounds, and Hiawatha now with 26.9. We'll get a chance to play for the final shot, chip a little bit closer before the fourth. Here we go, 22 seconds and counting. Williams into the front court from left to right, two steps in front of midcourt. Lobs the pass to Elfner, looking for the back door with Lear. She lost it, it's on the floor, and a turnover by Hiawatha. 11 seconds here for Jeff West. And just walking it, not even past half court yet, 5 seconds to go. Here's Tuck. And they throw it in. Stones, the jump shot. No, left it short. Thought Jeff West could have at least pushed the tempo a little bit more there to maybe get themselves a better look. But nonetheless, no harm, no foul for either side. A four-point game with 8 minutes to go. Trip to a sub-state championship game is on the line. The Jeff West Lady Tigers 33, Hiawatha 29 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3A girls sub-state semifinal here from Royal Valley. Jeff West trying to move on. They got a four-point lead against the Redhawks of Hiawatha, 33-29 as we start the fourth and final quarter. Hiawatha ramping up the defense. Jeff West with the opening possession. They get it to Mosier in the right corner. Back to Dickey up top. Mosier again looking inside. Not there. Now Tuck, top of the key. Closed down by two white jerseys. Bounced towards the midcourt line. And a foul's going to be called. Aggressive there for Williams, trying to go for a steal, and that's their first. Well, 7:36 to go, four-point game. What are we looking at for keys here for both teams down the stretch of this one?
Yeah, if you're Hiawatha, you hit four threes in that period, but you don't want to fall in love with it. I mean, if you can get inside and get a drive, you can. If you're Jeff Wace, you just got to calm down. You've dominated most of the game here. You just got to limit turnovers.
Yeah, certainly Hiawatha again. All 12 of their points from four threes in that quarter. And there's a shot that gets a kind touch for Kindley Stone, who quietly now has 14 in the game, and that's a big start for Jeff West. The lead to six now at 35-29. Here's Contreras for Hiawatha. Gets inside the paint, wants to go all the way, and draws the body and the foul.
I got Dickey.
Dickey picks up her second. They're going to say on the floor. 7:09 to go in the game. 35-29 is the score. Jeff West by six. Williams to throw it in. Right on the wing in there to Elfner. Hands it off to Kylie Nelson at the point. Now diving inside. A lot of contact. She'll throw it up and a body foul. And a blocking foul, I should say, is the call. And that one also should be on the floor. That one against Mosier. And that's her third, and quickly two fouls on Jeff West, 58 seconds into the quarter. Williams to throw it in, was looking for the cut, not there. Now Kylie Nelson inside, Elfner a little lazy with the pass, and it's taken away. Turnover by the Redhawks. And now Tuck slowing the tempo up. Stones at the free throw line, turning and facing left side to Tuck, right back to Dickey up top. Well, certainly with the lead in the fourth quarter, I see Jeff West slow down some of their possessions here. Stones wasn't ready for that pass. It hits off her shoulder, and it's taken away by the Redhawks.
Yeah, they're passing back and forth, Stones and Tuck there. Too close to quarters.
Kylie Nelson for three. It's not there from the left corner, and a quick one-and-done possession there for the Redhawks. 6:23 left in the game. The Jeff West lead is 35-29. A bucket here by Jeff West. Could force Hiawatha to burn a timeout. Here's Stones diving in from the elbow, splitting, firing, hitting, and one. Kind of a slow motion type finish there for Stones. She's got 16 and a chance for 17.
I got Williams.
Second on Addison Williams. Both teams, a couple of fouls here. As Kenzie Nelson checks back in, but a big swing to start here for Jeff West. The lead back to eight.
Stones has been huge in the second half.
And the free throw is good. 17, a game high for Kindley Stones. And now crunch time here. This is a big few-minute stretch for the Redhawks. Down 38-29. Here's Kenzie Nelson at the top of the key. Williams on the right wing. Gets a ball screen. They go under it. She had a wide-open three. Instead, dumps it down to Nelson. She'll turn a little up and under with some contact. No call. Good defense. And it's tipped out of bounds by Tuck. And it'll stay with Hiawatha. Down to 5:47, and there's the timeout for Hiawatha. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. So it's a four-point game going into the fourth quarter, but Jefferson West, again, has scored the first five and have extended on this lead at 38-29 at 5:47 to go. 17 in the game for Stone. Dickey has 13. They got 30 of the 38 for Jefferson West. And the Redhawks have eight from Laura Lears, and then six apiece from Contreras and Abby Elfner. But this is crunch time now for the Redhawks, down nine. It's a different team when the threes aren't falling.
Man, Elfner hasn't scored yet this half, so you got to pick it up.
They've tried at times to find her on the block, but for the most part, the Tigers have defended it well. Well, let's see again. There is plenty of time left in this game, under 6 minutes. see if they can come out of this timeout, get a bucket. Here is Kylie Nelson with it. Back to Contreras in the corner right. Dribbles to the wing. Backing down on the defender. Now here's Kylie Nelson. Curls, drives, and draws a foul. Got to be aggressive here if you're Hiawatha. And Kylie Nelson will shoot two. And Schwinn picks up her first foul. Well, the Redhawks were just 4 of 9 from the line in the first half. That one is pure by Kylie Nelson, and she's got 4. And it's 38-30. The lead for Jeff West is 8. And now 7. 2 for 2 for Kylie Nelson, 38-31 at 5.5 minutes to go in this game. Redhawks show a little bit of pressure here in the half court. Stones down low. Schwinn is open, throws it up, banks it in. Good movement, not good rotation there for the Redhawks defensively. And Schwinn has 3 in the game, and it's 40-31. And now they turn it over, and a steal for Tuck underneath. And she will slow up the tempo with 5 minutes to go in the game, and her team leading 40-31. Here's Stone. She'll drive, throws one up. That's Dickey, excuse me, and she banks it in, uncontested. She's got 15, and it's been the Dickey and Stones night for these Jefferson West Tigers. They have dominated this game, and now it's an 11-point lead and another wild shot that's off. And Jeff West, another rebound. 4:40 to go. Tigers building on the lead and a blocking foul on Contreras. That'll be her 4th. Well, the run needs to happen and happen soon here for the Redhawks. Down 11 at 4:35 to go. They need a stop. Here is Ella Dickey, high right on the wing, dribbling towards the corner. Now spins down from the wing, and they call another foul on the perimeter. And they'll get Kenzie Nelson with this one, and that's team foul number 4. So the rest of the way, Jeff West is going to be in the bonus. Now we finally get to see Colby Noel back in the game, who picked up her 4th foul in the first 30 seconds of the second half, and she's been sitting ever since. And she is back on the floor at 4:27 to go in the game. A couple of subs in for Jeff West. They have it underneath. This is Dickey to throw it in. Sanders into the corner, hands it right back there. Tough spot to be in. A skip pass here to Tuck near side. Getting around a double team, finds Dickey under 4:20 left in this ball game. Tigers with the momentum. A 42-31 lead. Redhawks won both of the regular season matchups, but right now the Tigers in a good spot with 4 minutes to go. Stones driving, kicking into the corner with Dickey. Works to the wing, now dives in all the way to the rack, but missed the layup. Fortunate there as Elfner gets the rebound. Now the Redhawks need a bucket. Positive there was wasting time, and a quick 3 by Contreras. Nearly banked it in from straight away, but not enough on it. Now the ball gets away from Tuck, and she's able to chase it down near midcourt. So the Tigers settle back in offensively at 3.5 minutes to go, and their lead is still 11. Here is Dickey spinning on Williams. Hands it off to Stones, working around the arc, bumped out near midcourt. Now a crossover dribble, getting past 2 defenders, shovels it inside. That is beautifully done, and Sanders an easy 2. And the crowd bumped that one for Jeff West, and their largest lead at 13, and a timeout for the Redhawks. Stones with a drive and feed, Sanders the finish. At 3:10 to go in the game, the Tigers are smelling victory now. We'll go ahead and keep it right here, but right now it's all Jefferson West slowly extending that lead, and the Redhawks trend just a different team when the 3 isn't falling. It was in the 3rd. It's not in the 4th.
Yeah, and they got it really close, but those 3 stopped falling, like you said, and then they really just struggled to get the ball inside. They've had some passes that have been taken away by Jeff West, and it's been a lot of Ella Dickey and Kinley Stones, whether they're creating for each other and their teammates, or they're just going to the hole themselves. It's been the Dickey and Stone show, and probably going to propel Jeff West into a sub-state final tomorrow night, unless Hiawatha gets hot from downtown again.
Well, we'll see how long. You got to try to force turnovers. You're going to have to rely on Jeff West to miss the free throws, obviously. I won't say it's quite out of reach yet, but Hiawatha is running out of time. So here we go, out of the timeout. Redhawks with the basketball. 3:10 to go, and they trail Jeff West 44-31. Got to get a bucket right here, that is for sure. There's Williams, now Kenzie Nelson, curling right wing inside the three-point line. She's doubled, gets it to Elfner, hesitates, now fires, and gets a three. 9 points and three threes for Abby Elfner. She's one made three away from tying her own school record she set last season with 52 triples in a year. She's got 51 after that one. 2:40 to go. It's a 44-34 game. Tuck drives, and she missed the layup. Noel gets the rebound. No on a second attempt. And that's going to be a travel inside as Kylie Nelson got caught up with Kinsey in there. And Kinsey fell down, and they get her for the walk. So they got the stop but gave it right back. And now Jeff West can resettle, throwing it in underneath. Leading by 10 at 2:32 to go. They got to get it in. And they do so to the top of the key. Now right back to Tuck. Under 2.5 minutes to go. And what is a 10-point game? Knocked away and a steal. Kinsey Nelson comes away with one. All right, the Redhawks got a three and then a stop. Can they get another bucket? Contreras drives, throws it up. No, but a foul and she'll shoot two. Good play. Don't take up a lot of time when you get free throws and stop the clock. Mosier picks up her fourth, and Contreras now, big free throws coming up for her. 44-34, Jeff West at 2:13 to go in the game. First by Contreras, no. A little strong. It's a big free throw. Danny Morton checks back in. Also, Claire Twombly back into the game as well. Trying to get it to nine. Contreras second. That one is good, so she does. Seven in the game for Aaliyah Contreras. Here comes Laura Lears back into the game. Makes it Jeff West 44, Hiawatha 35. 2:13 to go. They show a little pressure here in the full court. Stones gets it back off the inbound, working it into the front court across the midcourt stripe. And Stones resets now with 2 minutes to go. Jeff West leading by nine. He's dribbling near midcourt, wasting some time, working around Morton. Fans wanted a three count. Morton comes away with a steal. Morton picks it off.
Somebody stepped into the backcourt.
Stones knocked it away. But Hiawatha forced another turnover. They're down nine with a minute 47. They got another stop, but they need another bucket. And I think we got a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 1:47 left. Hiawatha trying to make things interesting down the stretch, but Jeff West trying to hold on and move on. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the Hiawatha girls not going down without a fight. They're chipping away, but the time is running thin. They got a time of 1:47 left in this fourth quarter. They trail Jeff West 44-35. They've had a couple stops, gotten a couple buckets. But they need more of that as they will have the ball out of the timeout. And once again, they're going to need some points here in some capacity. ACCHS, Topeka Hayden will be the second game of our doubleheader. They tried to lob it inside to Elfner, and it was well defended
but fortunate that Jeff West couldn't corral the rebound and it went out of bounds. Well, they tried to force it, but Jeff West defending Elfner on the block. Red Hawks will get another crack at it with a minute 45 to go.
Now you can get to the free throw line here. You don't have to rely on a three.
Going inside, Nelson throws one up. No, and an offensive foul. They call it, and Tuck steps in and took the heater. It might have been Stones who took the charge, but it is going to be on Kenzie Nelson, her third. So Jeff West gets a big stop. A minute 39 left. Their lead is 9. How quickly Hiawatha needs to force the issue here. As Jeff West gets it into the front court here, Stones has it high right. Plenty of time coming off the clock, and there's the foul against Addison Williams, her third. And free throws the rest of the way for both teams. And Stones at the line. She's 3 for 3 and has 17 points to lead all scorers. Make it 4 for 4. She's got 18, 10 in the second half. And it's 45-35. Minute 25 left in the game. Jeff West, just 2-5 in their last 7 games coming in, but trying to pull it out here. Another free throw is good. 19 for Stones, and it's 46-35. Red Hawks need a quick bucket. Here's a 3 on the way, and it's good for Kylie Nelson. She's got 8. 46-38.
They got to go foul.
Got to foul quick.
Here's the
time.
On time.
Coming off the clock. And there's the foul. You got to foul quick. And those are precious seconds coming off the clock. But they get Nelson with the foul, her fourth. And 2 more free throws for Stones, who's been very good at the line tonight, 5 for 5.
Obviously, she's the one that you're going to want to have in her hands. Tom knocks down another.
20 points in the game for Kenley Stone. Makes it 47-38, trying to get it back to 10, and she does. Big free throw for the senior. She's got 21 points, and it's 48-38 with a minute to go. At this point, twos aren't going to cut it. You need threes.
Wait too much time.
10 seconds plus. And now 15 has come off the clock. They get it inside. Shot good and the foul. They get it to Addison Williams, who finally gets in the book tonight. And she'll shoot one to try to make it a 3-point play.
Tuck, and you just got to let that go.
Tuck picks up her second. Makes it a 48-40 game. And the free throw is good. You're seeing the strategic substitution for Hiawatha. Little offense for defense. It's a 7-point game at 46 seconds to go.
All it out.
And Morton nearly forcing a steal.
Yep.
And she
right
does call. Force a turnover. It's last touch by Tuck. And the Red Hawks get it back down 7 at 45 seconds to go.
I'm surprised Jeff West didn't use a timeout there. They were close to getting a 5-second.
This is a huge possession for the Red Hawks. Here's Kylie Nelson. She'll just drive, take it, through some contact. She missed, and Stones the rebound.
I think Stones got a piece of that.
Gets it off to Dickey. 34 seconds and counting. You got a foul. Go for a steal. Go for a foul, and there it is.
And they got Morton.
Morton picks it up, but again, precious seconds running off the clock. And now that will put Dickey at the line for 2. It's a 7-point Jeff West lead at 31 seconds to go. And the first is good. Boy, Jeff West hitting some plus free throws here in the final few minutes. But this thing could get, this game would be a lot more interesting. That is for sure. 16 in the game for Dickey. Stones and Dickey, they have really been the show offensively for the Tigers tonight. There's a second. That one is no good. It's high off the heel. Could be a jump ball. And the possession arrow will give it back to Hiawatha. But they're down 8 now with 29 seconds to go and a timeout for Brady Jasper. See if it's a full. I believe it is.
And we'll follow suit. We'll take a quick 30. 29 seconds left in the game. Jeff West by 8 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jeff West trying to hold on. Hiawatha doing everything they can to keep themselves alive, but the advantage certainly for Jeff West here with 29 seconds to go in the game, leading the Redhawks 49-41. They've hit some clutch free throws here in the last couple of minutes. Kenley Stone, 21 points. She is perfect at the line. 7 for 7. Ella Dickey, she has 16 points. She is 3 for 4 at the line. And here is the Redhawks out of the timeout. They got a push, and they need a quick bucket. Williams up top. Elfner steps back. It's a three. It's an air ball. And nearly saved underneath, but it goes out of bounds. And Jeff West gets it back up 8 with 20 seconds to go. 18 seconds, and there's the foul. Free throws coming up for Ella Dickey.
Fit in the night for Contreras.
And if that's on Contreras, that is her fifth, and she is fouled out of the game. So the junior with 7 points will look up at the scoreboard and see her team down by 8, which is 18 seconds to go, and Dickey at the line to really a chance to put a cap on it. It's on the way, and she got the first. Seventeen for Ella Dickey to go along with 21 for Kenley Stones. Those two have been fantastic from the jump. And really the difference in this game as she goes 2 for 2 and has 18. 51, 41, 15 seconds to go. Jeff West feeling it now as Williams will drive, miss a shot. Morton inside gets a rebound, and now another shot off the miss is no good. 4 seconds to go. A battle for it in the corner. Final second. A whistle. A jump ball. Jeff West will have it. And Jeff West is going to be competing in a sub-state title game tomorrow night against the winner of ACCHS, Santa Pica Hayden. Final second and a half. Runs off the clock, and that'll do it. The Jefferson West Tigers defeat the Hiawatha Redhawks 51-41 in advance to tomorrow night, sub-state championship game. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Tigers win it, and we'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster.
We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Denison State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
KNZA.
Final score again, first of two games tonight. The Jefferson West Tigers will be playing in a sub-state championship game. They hold off the Hiawatha Redhawks 51-41. Again, Brandon, Trent, Colin, Leah, and Paige here. Everyone involved helping out, making things possible across our networks here on the MSC Sports Radio Network and the Hiawatha channel as well. We're tallying up the final numbers, but again, Jeff West, the combination of Ella Dickey and Kenley Stones, those two just dynamite tonight and clutch in the fourth quarter. Those two combined for 39 points and 16 rebounds, and they combined shoot 12-13 at the line. Stones finishing with 21-6. Dickey with a double-double, 18-10, but those two, again, just monstrous for the Tigers. We saw the Redhawks come back in it in the third quarter, and we see it with teams all the time. They say it, you live by the three, you die by the three, and at times you could tell the Redhawks were trying to get it inside, but defended well by Jeff West all night. Again, the Redhawks just kind of relied on the three ball, and again, it's got to be consistent throughout four quarters, and it was not, and Jeff West, more plays on the offensive end and clutch free throws down the stretch.
Yeah, and, you know, after Hiawatha got down to, like, one possession, not for sure. I don't remember the exact pointage in that third quarter when they were hitting those threes. It might even got down to one. Jeff West inflated that lead back up, and it never really got back to one possession after that. So it was a really good job, especially since they're only up four going to the fourth quarter. I think Jeff West started on like a 6 or 7-0 run in that quarter, really ballooned up their lead, and they never really looked back. And they hit a bunch of clutch free throws. I have them 18-23 for the game.
Yep.
And like you said, Dickey and Stones were fantastic, especially from the line.
And if the rebound numbers are correct, these are unofficial stats that we have here, but usually fairly close. We do a good job ourselves, but we have 35-15 in the rebound numbers. That is a huge difference. I mean, we look back, and Jeff West almost had as many offensive rebounds as Hiawatha had total rebounds. So that was a huge key. The combination of Dickey and Stones, again, what they did tonight. And Jeff West, a win away from a trip to a state tournament. They'll get the winner of Hayden and ACCHS, which is coming up in less than 20 minutes. Let's announce the player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, I think if you're listening or watching on the channel, you can ultimately tell it's going to be one of two players. We're looking at Kenley Stones and Ella Dickey here. Again, those two just dynamite tonight. And again, no other player for Jeff West had more than four outside of those two. And they were really the cog that turned the whole train, or however you want to say it. I'm just kind of throwing stuff out there. But those two, obviously, the big difference tonight.
Yeah, I think it's Kenley Stones. She had 13 of her points in that second half. And she was really big when it was tight in the middle of that zone, driving to the basket, got an and one or so here and there. And it was just, she was really important in the middle of that zone. And she was really good on defense, because when Noelle got in foul trouble, she was the one that kind of drew that assignment on Elfner. And really, it was a team effort to shut her down because you know how good she is.
Well, she was also very clutch at the free throw line, 7 for 7 and 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter. So when Hiawatha was breathing some life back and kind of chipping away and making things interesting, again, the combination of Dickey and Stones making some clutch free throws to keep it at arm's length, and ultimately Jeff West winning it 51-41. So Kinley Stones, 21 points. 6 rebounds tonight. She was perfect at the line. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So we're going to step aside.